Chris Crane reporting live. We're back here at the Greensboro Coliseum. We almost played basketball. If you watched our video earlier, you saw teams warming up. The clock is still going. In fact, it stopped at 8:49 before tip-off. You hear bands playing behind us. This is part of the surreal scene here at the ACC tournament. Both sets of cheerleaders are here. Both team bands are here. There are fans from both sides in the arena. Just got word about a minute ago, ACC has canceled the ACC tournament. The Florida State will be the league's automatic bid recipient if there is an NCAA tournament. Florida State's going to be recognized as ACC champions. Scott German is actually down in an area in near the tunnel where the teams were. You now see the people following up behind us. Word is getting around here. With about 20 minutes on the countdown clock, you might actually hear something that I don't think they don't need to announce it in here. With about 20 minutes on the countdown clock, Florida State had come out first, and the way teams do pregames at these kind of events, they were out here in a layup line after both teams had warmed up. And in fact, yeah, they're actually awarding a trophy behind us. So if you look behind me here, just Swofford. Okay, Swofford's out there. I did see a. Swofford is getting ready to talk behind us. So I do see on the big screen up behind me a trophy. And there's John Swofford behind us. So. See the media assemblage there in the corner behind me. Dear Lord, this is odd. Because behind us, Florida State is about to be named the 2020 ACC champions. This is just about the strangest thing ever, from a basketball perspective anyway, certainly in the world scheme of things not, but so the fact that, let's see, yes, I agree, Paul Boyers. And the Clemson team, it looks like, is also filing out here behind us. Clemson had been scheduled to play Florida State. We had gotten word, as we're waiting for whatever's happening behind, with about 20 minutes on the countdown clock, Florida State was in a layup line, and then a coach came out and clapped them all back about 5 minutes after we had gotten word here at the arena that the SEC, AAC, it was Big Ten had also canceled the tournament, so now you can hear behind us.
Thank you for being here. My name is John Swofford, Commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference. We're all dealing with a very fluid and unknown enemy worldwide with the coronavirus. We don't know entirely what that means for the future. We have been in constant deliberations and discussions within the Atlantic Coast Conference with our presidents and our athletics directors for weeks. We've also been in numerous conversations with appropriate health officials through this, trying to make the right decisions for our teams, our students, you, the fans, to do what's right as we move forward. After a recent discussion of about 15 minutes ago with our presidents and athletics directors again, the league has made a decision to end this year's Atlantic Coast Conference men's basketball tournament as of today. It's tough to say those words for these young men that are on the floor, that would be continuing to play. It's tough to say those words for you fans that are in the stands, for the media covering this great event. But we believe that it's the right decision to make at this particular point in time. You can ask, why was it not made sooner? It's a fair question. The answer is that it's an extraordinarily fluid situation with information coming to us that changes. I used to say by the week, then I said by the day, and now I say by the hour. So hopefully we're doing the right thing in the context of this great country of ours and in the context of intercollegiate sports. So thank you for your understanding. Therefore, and I appreciate the class of the Clemson Tigers being on the floor right now, because when I spoke with Coach Brownell, his immediate reaction was, we want to be on the floor. Wouldn't expect anything less, because he's a class person and he's part of a class university and a class program. So Brad and the Clemson Tigers, thank you. Now, we usually give two trophies during this basketball season. One goes to the regular season champion, one goes to the tournament champion, and AQ to the NCAA. Florida State University has had an absolutely tremendous basketball season to this point. If there is an NCAA tournament, and we hope there will be, I can assure you that there will be, the Florida State Seminoles will be the Atlantic Coast Conference AQ. And will represent this great conference in every conceivable positive way because of the leadership at the end of that bench, Leonard Hamilton. The ACC, this year's ACC Coach of the Year for the third time, I believe, Leonard, if that's correct. And we appreciate you guys, the year that you've had, and hopefully you'll have the opportunity to represent the Atlantic Coast Conference as our champion going forward. And we've got a trophy here somewhere. I'm not strong enough to hold a microphone and a trophy, so guys, take that. Come on up here. The Florida State Seminoles, Atlantic Coast Conference Men's Basketball Champions 2020 for the Atlantic Coast Conference. Congratulations.
Obviously not the most advantageous spot. This is so fluid that it's happening and developing as we were here. So apologies for that. I'm also a little afraid to try to flip the camera around and get a closer up shot because I'm not that equipped to do that. So get to see my big mug as this continues to go on. And there you have it, as the band beats the Florida State ACC champions. And you heard a lot there from Commissioner John Swafford. I'm not sure if this is being broadcast anywhere else in terms of ESPN or anything else. I understand from some of our commenters on our Facebook Live here that the Big East is continuing apace in the Madison Square Garden now as we speak. So to recap, if you joined us here 45 minutes, I think, before the scheduled tip, it is now 12:28, so we were scheduled tip around 12:35 live here locally. We talked about how I had just left a press conference with John Swafford at around 11 o'clock this morning, and he had said that the ACC, he and his office and university presidents had been in consultation. I actually have Scott German joining me here, and Scott has been down on the scene. Let me see if I can get a microphone for you, Scott. See if you can pull that and just hold that up here. Oh, sorry for moving the camera around a little bit. So, Scott, you were down in the tunnel. What was going on down there in the last, say, 20, 25 minutes or so?
Chris, I can't describe it. Both Clemson and Florida State players were together.
Yes.
In prayer. And I've never in my sports career have been a part of anything like this. Earlier today, I really wasn't that keen on coming to this building. With witnessing what we witnessed and seeing the emotion from the players, the commissioner, I don't want to leave this building.
So around 20 minutes left on that countdown clock, we were both up here in the upper media section. I got an alert that the other conference tournament, except for the Big East, had been canceled. You took off down. The Florida State team left the floor. We both noticed that. A coach came out. I'm not sure if it was Leonard Hamilton, but a coach came out, took the team off the floor as they were in warm-ups. I mean, that's how close we were to getting to start. They were in layup drill warm-ups. So describe what you saw thereafter.
Well, so I meandered down to the press area and into the tunnel that the team's locker rooms.
Yes.
And they were out. Both teams were outside the locker rooms and waiting for what they knew was going to be the ultimate decision. And the commissioner came out, huddled with both coaches, and went back into a meeting room. And then at that point, both teams sort of individually prayed with one another. Because I think these are 19, 20-year-old kids. Maybe it was not until that moment that they fully recognized the impact of what's going on in the world right now. And there was just a tremendous amount of emotion. I felt like every one of them was my own son, watching them break down, hug one another, hug each other, hug the team. Clemson players embracing Florida State players. The Clemson players requested to be on the floor. They just presented the regular season trophy to Florida State, which they deserved.
Well,
they had a great season.
The tournament trophy.
Which they most certainly deserved. And Clemson was given the option, Clemson asked the commissioner if they could be on the floor. And I think that speaks volumes for the level of competitiveness in this league. We as fans think that it's us against them, but in moments like this, you realize we're all on the same team. And to be out there among them and watch the teams embrace was just pretty powerful.
So, to recap then, the ACC, we were, for whatever reason, scheduled to go here today. The announcement came down around 12 o'clock Eastern time that the SEC, AAC, the American Conference, and the Big Ten were canceling. Big East is playing right now, which is interesting. Scott, you didn't know that, but I've gotten word through our comment section.
Probably not for long.
But they're as of the last update we had, that they were still playing. But again, the Florida State team was out after both teams had been out warming up. Shoot around like a normal game, an odd atmosphere. Florida State came back out for layup line, left the floor and we knew at the moment the way they left the floor was not. We're getting ready to
they
go
were,
back.
They were basically summoned off.
They were summoned off the floor. Clemson had not gotten out here yet. I don't think for any other reason than it's just not. It wasn't their time to be out here yet for warm ups. But once they left the floor, the buzz here was, yeah, we could tell what was happening. Scott German, being Scott German, wormed his way into a place he probably shouldn't have been, but that's okay, and got that interesting on-the-scene perspective. You'll have to write a column about this.
I mean, it was
before we're done here.
I really saw a side. I thought we talked about how we get to see the behind-the-curtain look at the league, but I got to see behind the curtain. And that these players are young men, and they battle against each other, but they play with one another in the summer on AAU teams. They're so competitive, yet in a situation like this, I think older adults could take a lesson from what we saw here today.
And you also heard, if you've been with us the whole time, we actually stayed live, Scott, through the entire presentation on the floor. I started broadcasting here before that. We didn't know what was going on. It's such a fluid situation. We did not know there would be this going on, obviously, because we thought there were going to be games today for whatever reason. So John Swofford said that Florida State will be the automatic qualifier, assuming there's an NCAA tournament. We don't know anything about that. I'm looking. Yeah, someone's saying they should play for the championship in their mind. I mean, it's what it is. They're not. You have to have an automatic qualifier. This is actually for a follower and listener viewer, Danny Woodard. Assuming there's an NCAA tournament, each conference has to have an automatic qualifier. It's just part of the process. It's kind of like bureaucratic paperwork kind of filing out. Florida State won the league championship in the regular season. At least they won it outright. Hey, I mean, talking from a numbers perspective, if we do get to play next week, and it's not like no one else goes to the NCAA tournament from this conference. There will be, if there is an NCAA tournament, there will be at least four, maybe five teams who do so. At least it wasn't four teams tied at 15-5 and some arcane tiebreaker gave them that trophy. They were 16-4. They had the best record in the regular season. They were a game better than three other teams. They did win it in that respect on the floor. I will give them credit for that, and credit to the ACC for eventually getting it right. We were ready to play basketball here, and now we're not, and we'll just wait and see like the rest of you. We don't know anything more about NCAA tournament considerations than you do right now. Fluid is the word of the day. So, Scott, any other thoughts as we're here?
I'm just honored to have been a part of it, to be honest.
And you didn't want to be here.
We are in the at the epicenter of the college basketball world, and the ACC made a tough decision. And earlier this morning in our hotel, I was berating the conference for hemming and hawing and not making a decisive decision even last night. But learning some of the facts and listening to the commissioner talk about how things are not changing daily or hourly, but sometimes within minutes,
yeah.
They wanted to get all the facts, and I'm sorry that it took up until, look at the clock, the scoreboard clock says 8:49.
That's when,
when the plug was pulled. It took till probably around 10 minutes before tip, maybe 15 minutes before tip, until the final word got out to the floor. And if you can see the clock, the game clock, or the 30-second clock above it, it says 8 minutes and 49 seconds, and that was 8 minutes and 49 seconds until tip-off. And
yeah, until tip-off. Yeah.
You talk about something going down to the 11th hour or the 12th hour or the 13th hour. This did. And you know it wasn't an easy decision. We know it's about money, but if you could have seen the emotion in not only the players but the league officials, this was a tough decision for them. And boy, I gained a lot of respect for him in about 15 minutes' time.
And for the viewer, reader, listener that commented about it should be decided on the floor, that's why this was a tough decision. This is the ACC. This is the premier basketball conference in the country. And
bar none.
They made every effort to try to do it in a safe way where the championship could be decided on the floor. Kudos to the schools for what had to be a night of no sleep for not only John Swofford and his top staff, but the university presidents from I would assume, I don't know this and we'll find this out, but from Jim Ryan at UVA on down, I don't know the names of the other presidents in the ACC, but the eight member schools who were to be represented here today, I am sure that there were conference calls. I am sure there was no sleep. on their part, the North Carolina Governor's Office, the Health and Human Services Department at the North Carolina state level, all the experts that were consulted about this. As of 11 o'clock, we left John Swofford at 11 o'clock. There's a theater not too far from where we're standing where post-game interviews are normally done, and John Swofford took hard questions from the media for an hour. It was not easy. I mean, he was being grilled, rightly so, about the decision to go ahead and try to play these games. It was I'm assuming he had to be helped off the stage, as Scott pointed out to me when we were talking before we came on here. This was not easy for him. I'm sure he's operating on no sleep, and a lot of folks are too. They wanted to do the right thing for lots of people. They wanted to do the right thing for the kids and for all the people here who were here yesterday, who would be here today in terms of health. They wanted to do the right thing in terms of lots of things, and it turns out the right thing was to not play basketball, and that's a tough decision. Now, as far as NCAA tournament, a viewer, Ken Bryant, says thanks for the coverage. And also, wouldn't be surprised if NCAA tournament is next. We don't have any knowledge on this, but if anything is going to be done, I hope that the NCAA takes the approach that the NBA has taken. And the NBA, I will note carefully, has not canceled anything. They have suspended things. It seems like there could be a possibility, and I don't know if this will be the case. Maybe this is me being a Pollyanna, that the NCAA could simply say, give us 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever period of time down the road, we're going to defer the NCAA tournament starting until a certain date. We'll reassess. If by that date we can't play, we won't play. But if you cancel it now, it's over. If you say, give me until April 1st, at least there's hope. And so I hope that ends up being the case. I'm not sure that'll be the case. Scott,
but I agree. And the NBA did the right thing. No one's canceled the season. They've suspended it. They paused it. And we do have a little time. The ACC, the NCAA probably has a couple of weeks of a window in order to make a decision, and then make the decision and see where we are then, not pull the plug now, because that just adds to this hysteria right now. So yeah. Pause it, let the kids go home, let the kids take a little break, see how this, let them be with their families. And then
honestly,
a week, 10 days, 2 weeks.
One area where I disagree,
keep them together.
I think you keep them together and kind of quarantine, because reality, we probably go home and we don't go see anybody for 14 days. We have been...
we have dogs and food.
We have dogs and food, but I guess a point would be, until we know any better, we were in an arena the last 2 days with 15,000 people in it watching basketball. So I think for the team... I'm a healthy guy. Scott's a healthy guy. The young players are healthy guys. But I think just from that standpoint, I'll say this, the schools that we've written about on Augusta Free Press, the news side, yesterday was a news day as well as a sports day for us here, obviously for lots of good reasons. Sorry, I knocked me off. There we go. Now I'm back. Sorry for that. I know the details of, for example, UVA, JMU, Shenandoah University, Mary Baldwin University, Eastern Mennonite University today telling us something. They're all giving themselves 2 to 3 weeks of online classes, and then they'll reassess. So something similar for the NCAA as far as the tournament goes. If we can at all preserve this tournament, it's such an important institution for America. It would be a damage to the psyche if they just canceled it right away and didn't give it any hope, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And for our viewers that are fans of the ACC, I hope you're not disappointed with them. I think this should be your shining moment.
Yeah.
Because we've been in this tournament, we've been in this building for 2 days, and a lot of people think the tournament officially begins today. We saw some really great basketball. This is a passion here, and I think the ACC handled themselves very well. You couldn't have convinced me of that about 8 o'clock this morning or 3 a.m. in the morning.
I'm not sure at 11:30 or 11:30, 12 o'clock maybe.
But watching, getting behind the curtain, so to speak, and seeing the emotion that the officials went through, the commissioner and his entourage, this was a tough decision, and I think they made the right decision.
Well, I think that'll cover us for now from the Greensboro Coliseum. In fact, this covers us for the week. We're going to be home earlier, much earlier than we thought.
stay tuned to Augusta Free Press. We have our hand on the pulse of the ACC, obviously, since we're here, and on our way back. But we'll keep up to the latest as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. And good point by Ken Bryant chiming in. Also, almost like the World Series after 9/11, we kind of need this. Those of us who are ACC diehards, this is disappointing. There are bigger things. And thanks to you for staying with us. And again, stay with Augusta Free Press. Scott, any last thoughts? Look like you have something that you wanted to throw in.
No, I was just reflecting back on what we've been through the last couple of days. And life does move on, though.
Life moves on. And but hopefully we have some more basketball. And if we do, of course, Augusta Free Press will be there to tell you all about it. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you have a safe day. Wash your hands.